Well, good morning, everybody. I am so glad to see all of you here this morning, and I brought something with me. What is this? It's a clock. This clock tells me what time it is. It tells me when it's time to leave, and it tells me when it's time to eat breakfast or eat lunch or eat dinner. It tells me when it's time to go to bed. It tells me all kinds of things because it tells me what time it is. So there are 24 hours in a day, and you fill that day with all kinds of things. There's time for you to wake up in the morning, and there's time for you to brush your teeth and eat your breakfast, and there's time for you to go to school and hopefully learn a lot while you're at school, and there's time at school to eat lunch, and there's time to either play on the playground or play in the gym, and then it's time to go home, and then there's time to do homework, and maybe there's time to watch TV or play a game or read a book, and then it's time to go to bed and sleep. So in a 24-hour day, let me make sure I get this right, there are 1,440 minutes, which also means that there are 86,400 seconds. There's a lot of time in our days. Now, you spend a lot of those minutes asleep. But there's a lot of time in our days. Well, in the Bible, in the book of Ecclesiastes, they talk about a different kind of time. Solomon, King David's son, talks about time, but it's not a time that's measured by your watch or by a clock. He says that there is a time for everything. There's a time to be born and a time to die. There's a time to laugh and a time to cry. There's a time to be sad and there's a time to dance. There's even a time for war and a time for peace. There's a time for everything. And in your life, you will have times when you are happy and you will have times when you're sad and you'll have times when you're mad. Or when you're hurt, you'll have times when you are silly, and you may even have times when you are suffering. There's all kinds of times that we have in our lives that have nothing to do with the clock. But no matter what time it is, whether it's time that you're happy or it's a time that you're sad or you're angry or you're hurt, whatever time it is, God is always there with you. God is always there listening to you. So when you're mad, talk to God. When you're sad, talk to God. When you're happy, talk to God. When you're suffering, talk to God. No matter what is happening in your life, you can trust that God is always there with you and He is always listening to you. So this week, I hope that you will make time on the clock to talk to God. And no matter what kind of day you're having, no matter what kind of time it is in your life, I hope that you will tell Him what's going on and ask Him for help. So now we are going to pray, and you can go back and sit with your families, okay? Let's pray. Loving God, thank you that no matter what time it is, you are there. Help us remember that we can always talk to you no matter how we feel. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.